Hello, welcome everyone. I'm Julie Kazmariu. I think you know that by now. And it's October 26th, Wednesday. Today is practicum, so we'll be hearing Coach Jean coaching Lisa. And I want to welcome you all to Deeper Conversations Coaching. We're in week five, and I don't want it to end, but I'm just savoring where we are right now. So welcome, Karen, Sterling, Jean, Dania, Lisa, Deb, and whoever's joining through the videos, welcome you to enjoy as well. So, is there anybody who wants to read the class agreements? Karen?
I'm not interested in reading the agreements, but
Okay.
I did want to just double check. I think this is week six.
Is it? Okay. I'm happy to be corrected.
Oops, I think so. Did I lose my mind or does
No, I
anyone?
think you're right.
Okay.
You are right. Listening's actively weeks. Yeah. Thank you. You didn't lose your mind. Thank you for correcting me. I mean, who am I to determine that? But based on what you said, you seem pretty. What does losing one's mind mean? Sometimes we want to lose our minds, So does anybody want to read the class agreements? I'm trying not to look at Jean.
Happy to read them. Okay. Deeper Conversations 7 Class Agreements. Number one, confidentiality. We agree to keep all information we hear within the classes or from our classmates confidential. This includes our live classes and listening to the audios of the classes. Number two, positive focus. We agree to give positive feedback, to acknowledge versus criticize, to be accepting. Number three, hold the space. We agree to listen without interruption. Four, presence. We agree to be fully present to the class without distraction or multitasking. Five, beginner's mind. We agree to be curious and open, letting it all unfold. Six, self-responsibility. We agree to practice excellent self-care. Seven, coaching feedback. We agree that positive acknowledgments are offered by the class participants after the coaching, focusing on the competencies observed and the strengths of the coach. Class facilitators may offer some mentoring feedback designed to further the learning of the coach and the class participants. Thanks, everyone.
Jean, are you memorizing it by now?
No. No, but it every time I read it, I think how solid it is and love it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Is everybody on board with the agreements? Thank you. And so Sterling, wait, because now we're going to do the connection exercise. So I'm just remembering Lisa, it was Sterling, you had volunteered like a couple classes ago. I don't know if you're still feeling like you want to do it, but I believe Lisa brought us through an experience. And Sterling, how are you feeling about it?
Actually, I've been sick for over a week, so I don't have much of a voice.
Okay.
So I'll move to next week if
okay.
I can.
Yeah, no problem. I just wanted to check in and I hope you feel better. Is there anybody who wants to have a go at creating this present moment awareness? I could take us there if you'd like. Yes, would you like? So where is there? Do you want to close your eyes? If you do, then I invite you to that. So where is that? Just to follow up with the words that came out of my mouth, take us there. So can you locate there in your body that present moment, that moment where you feel an awareness of some calm or some inner quiet, a space carved out in you that is like beckoning you inwards to notice and to listen to? Is there a place inside that you could locate there, that where you can find present moment? And just notice as the thoughts present themselves and allow them to flow by. And just see if you could locate that place in you. Maybe it's a shoulder or your heart or a heel or a knee, or maybe it's something intangible. But where are you being drawn inward right now to locate present moment? And when you arrive there, what do you find? What do you feel? What do you sense? What do you notice? And so maybe you just want to bring attention to your breath as you breathe into this place that you've connected with. Take a few deep breaths, allowing yourself to arrive in the present moment that you've connected with. And when you're ready to come back with your eyes open, I invite you to do so. Thank you for connecting to this place in you. If you did, welcome back. And, you know, this has been the week of active listening. And so one of the ways that we can listen is by being interested in what we're hearing and what are we hearing that's happening internally. Just want to throw it over to you and invite you all into the room by sharing something that that you've heard recently. Could be from Monday in the class with Anne, or something in your practice or profession or environment that speaks to the power of listening. And just for the interest of time, you know, it could be a phrase, you know, a couple of sentences, but just maybe something coming up in your mind around listening. Lisa?
On Monday, Deb was really good to indicate how, excuse me, how naming her emotions made her emotions real for her. Such a learning, because I did it again with yesterday with, after 20 years, probably the most difficult coach, the most challenging coach I'm coaching. And it's a lot of stuff. And I just, I'm just going to name the emotions. And it was effective. So presence enough, even when there's a lot of stimuli, mm-hmm. just trying to cut through and say what you're hearing. So that was really good.
Nice. But, you named the emotions you were picking up or sensing from, you were hearing.
Yeah, and she explained that was really effective. She hadn't realized she was, which is kind of what Deb said. So really phenomenal.
Amazing. Yeah. So great to be learning from each other and being reminded. Thank you. It's like, we don't have to complicate it, right? It's like, it's right here in front of us. Sterling?
Yeah, I wrote down after I listened to the audio, something that Lisa said that I thought was pretty profound. I'm listening for what they don't know yet.
Mm.
And I really liked that comment. And Lisa, where that came to life for me is last night. My wife has the wedding, our son's getting married in a couple of weeks, and she got the dress and she, you know, all the things that she wanted it to be. And she came through the living room to show me the dress. And I could tell that there was something that just wasn't resonating with her yet. And so I took that phrase to heart and I listened to what she wasn't saying. And finally, the word stunning came out of my mouth, just because she was simply beautiful. And I said, you just look stunning. And the shift in her, that was the word that she was looking for, I think, because the tears came and, you know, our son's getting married, our daughter's baby is due in the next 3 or 4 weeks as well. And there's all these emotions, and it was a significant moment. It was a significant moment for her and I. Thank you for that, Lisa. I appreciate it. I really do appreciate it.
And we appreciate you and your heart. So thank you for bringing yourself
know how to top that one, Sterling. but again, that was also really so impactful from Monday. There's a quote that a friend and I share in a coaching class that we lead when we talk about listening. And it's from Krista Tippett. She's a journalist and entrepreneur. And she said, listening is about being present, not just being quiet. Echoing everything we talked about on Monday.
Mm. Beautiful. Well, thank you all for the sharing and definitely for the tidbits. I have two thoughts around listening. One is yesterday I had a client who processes out loud a lot. And so had this class and this topic on my mind to do big listening so she could come to her conclusions. And I didn't do very well because she talked for about near 40 minutes. And I was thinking the listening was going to give her some resolve. But the reality is it ran out of time and she left frustrated because I didn't tell her what to do. Mm-hmm. So we set up, it was just one of those. So I just said, let's let this sit. And so we're going to be talking again today. And so there was a lot that you had to exhale. And so like that. So I was, there's always more to learn around listening. And especially in the coaching practice, that's what I learned. Second thing around listening for me is that a dear, dear, dear friend of mine was over last night for dinner, just a sweet dinner for the two of us. And we did this, the conversation, I don't remember exactly how it came about, but the big thing for me that I have not been listening to lately was my inside. So I'm going to return to meditation and I'm going to return to some of my practices for it just was, it just, the moment we talked about it and the moment it resonated, it's like, ah, time. It's, you know, cycle in, cycle out some of these practices I do. And so I'm going to be listening more to myself through meditation.
Wow. Nice. And actually, Jean, I have it written down to inquire about your vision board on October 26th.
Yeah, well, I've got it.
No way.
Yeah, but... I want to tell you about it. I'm going to be doing a mind movie instead because the one-dimensional plane of it is not very visual and we don't have a color printer anymore for environmental reasons and for this the cost and we don't need it. So it's all black and white and that doesn't work. But I did do the visioning with my colleague a week or more ago. I've been ruminating all around it. I'm wicked excited and clear about this project. It has some tangible legs, but I'm going to do more of a mind movie. I don't know if people are familiar with that.
I'm not.
Pretty cool tool. Joe Dispenza uses it a lot. It comes with any of his packages, but it's basically like it's very real quickly. If you just look at mindmovie.com, you can create a more visual and affirmation oriented and music and, you know, video instead of just a stagnant board. And so that's really appealing to me because I have this folder of all these images. Anyway, so that's what I'm going to do. But I did.
Okay.
It was nice. A great deadline. Thank you.
Thank you. It was not like it had to be done, but just wanted to keep up the accountability on my part somehow that I brought up. So great. Good for you. And thanks for sharing it.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Who else would like to share that hasn't yet shared? Karen or Anne Dania?
I had to work an extra day this week, so I confess that I haven't listened to or watched the session from Monday. Listening actively for me requires a like this inner monitor of my own thoughts, you know, that my ideas, my own mental, I won't call it chatter. It's like, but, you know, ping, 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 what the person is saying, it can be distracting. And so the self-management that I have to use is really a quick, is this information or is this just a response or a reaction to what I'm hearing? And making the discernment between, is this about me? Is this about them? Or is this about us, you know, this in this moment? I'm not being very articulate right now, but something about how it is between us and our relationship in the coaching relationship in that moment. And it's this sorting that's going on in the background, and a lot of it has to do just with feeling or intuiting something about what the other person is experiencing. That's my contribution.
Thank you for your contribution. Yeah. Articulate contribution. And Dania, did you want to share anything about Monday or listening and how it's showing up somehow?
I can say that listening, it's really important to create a deeper connection with the client, and also to go beyond the word that a person is telling us, and so to understand the feelings and the emotion and everything is about our client.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think also one thing that I don't underestimate is the power of being heard. You know, when we're listened to in a way that allows us to feel heard, you know, is healing to me. And also healing, it's what we offer and can offer as coaches. So I just wonder if you think about that when you're coaching, that you're giving your client a space to be heard and the power of that. Sterling?
I think that goes back to what parallels what Jean had shared in her coaching with Laura that day when she said, I see you.
Yeah.
There is something about the human that even if we don't hear the words, if we're listening to those micro messages or those cues that we're getting from others, there is a power word that floats that somebody's needing to hear. And when Jean said, I see you, I burst into tears, not for myself, but what I saw with Laura. And like, oh my goodness, those two, that was her word. And it just, to me, it was the pivot. So, you know, to be able to feel heard and to be seen, I think are two fundamentals of every human being. And if you give one, you help somebody tremendously. Man, when you could give both, that person is set free to discover. And then it's anybody's guess where it's going to go. So I just thought that was powerful. And I still resonate with the importance of those words. And it's a gift. It is a gift that we give each other.
You're a gift, Sterling. I love how you keep bringing the word gift in, you know, and your passion and your heart.
My voice didn't crack, so I'm good.
Thank you for holding up a mirror. May we hold it back for you. Lisa, you're sharing Maya Angelou's quote.
I am, yeah, but just on the presence thing, it's also challenging because anyway, I had to laugh at myself inside when I was coaching this client yesterday. This she comes with a lot of story, a lot of energy, a lot of just a lot. Hereafter, this is more speaking to the student mindset or the beginner's mindset, but trying to be present in all that. I'm flipping literally through the markers, so she can't see, but I'm like, which of the ethics here is going to help me out? It's like, I was feeling like a, you know, coaching 101. I've never coached before in my life, but it also indicated that I was like, I know there's something in here. I'm going to glance down at it. And it was, of course, listening, maintaining the presence. Mm-hmm. But I just, yeah. So just, I don't know. Just,
yeah. Thanks for sharing that.
Great reference.
Yeah. I think we've all had those moments. I had a moment recently last week with a client that felt like the toughest client I've ever had, you know, almost not tough, but it's an area where I need to grow, or like, why am I losing my ground here? And so that's the beauty of coaching, right? It's like constant work personally, professionally, and what do I need here to be reminded of? And I love how you had the competencies and you were looking through them. Oh yeah, that one. I know that one. I don't have to reinvent it. Anyone else want to share? Somebody, I asked you a question, but somebody, I don't know who I can credit this with, but some things that I often talk about when I'm talking about competency six, maybe you've heard the acronym WAIT. Wait, why am I talking? I like that one. And then also three types of listening, hearing the client, letting the client hear themselves, and then having the client feel heard. I don't know where that's from. Not for me, but I like it.
Can you repeat that? The last one, so hearing the client.
Hear the client, let the client hear themselves, and then have the client feel heard. I feel like that takes... my brain's still trying to wrap around that, you know, somehow. I don't know why. And just one other quick one. This was from Stephen Covey, of all people. I don't know if you've heard this one, but most of us don't listen with the intent to understand. We listen with the intent to reply. It's a good one. Why aren't I talking? Who put that? Jean? Why am I talking? Why aren't I talking? I never heard that one. Can you say more about the why aren't I talking?
Yeah, working with a bunch of engineers, software engineers.
And
we put wait up there and asked people, what does it mean? And it was, why am I talking? You know, and then we took it to the next level, was why aren't I talking? Because this was a group of people with a lot of good ideas, but didn't feel
nice.
They knew how to speak up. So I bring that.
Love that. Thank you for that added important layer. Anything else coming up before we switch gears and get to witness beautiful coaching?
Yeah, thank you, Jean. That really, that just hit for me, because why aren't I talking? Not I, the I is not me, the coach. If I turn it around to the client and say, now, why isn't my client talking? Why isn't my client bringing this up? Why are they not bringing it into the session? What needs to be present in this space so that they feel they can be fully expressed in the moment? That is, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Powerful. Another gift right there. Deb, did you want to say something? No. Okay. Shall we move into coaching? If there's anybody else who wants to say anything, just raise your hand. Or do we want to take a break now or after the coaching? maybe I'll make the decision. Okay, so we'll take a break after the coaching. And I know we just got here. I'm like, Julie, why do you need a break? I don't. I just was like wondering, you know. So again, I'll invite everybody to turn off their videos and just be listening for, perhaps I'll ask Jean what she wants us to listen for. So you can listen for that and anything else that pops up that you want to acknowledge and reflect back as evidence that you're hearing Jean did well. And could be a specific competency, subcompetency, whatever it may be. So enjoy, and also offering the space for Lisa to be a safe, this is a safe container, confidential space. So Jean, may I ask you what you'd like us to listen for?
I forgot that part of the equation. let's see. I'd like to list under communicating effectively, section C, number 6.1, and it's that considers the client's context, their life, their identity, their environment, their experiences, values, and beliefs to enhance the understanding of what the client is communicating. So that's a subtle art, in my opinion, especially when there's, you know, these one-off coaching sessions. Mm-hmm. So it'd be interesting to see how that should have done.
Okay. To your experience, you said it's a subtle art. Like, how does it show up?
There's perception, you know, like how I perceive, you know, take in information, data, look, sight, sound, my inner self. And all, and then there's the cues that the client is giving. Okay. And I think it's an appreciative blend between those two. So how does it show up is, oh gosh, that's a good question. Kind of in the knitting of the conversation, like I can stay with it, or I stop to ask, to affirm, or I don't know. That'll be interesting to see. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll help you see how you're doing it.
Okay. Or not.
Yeah, or not. Mm-hmm. But thank you for being specific and letting us know. Anything else you want us to listen for? Or do you want acknowledgement on?
Just connecting with the client. I think that's the number of most important thing always.
Okay. Great. So you can take this to the top of the hour.
Okay.
And enjoy. Thank you, both of you.
Thank you. I'm just going to hide my video. Lisa, hang on one second. I'm just getting myself set up. Hi, you're on mute.
Well, that would be quite an interesting coaching session, wouldn't it?
It would be challenging to listen, that's for sure.
The ultimate challenge.
Yes, that kind of puts that 6.1 into a whole nother realm. Okay. It's so nice to be with you. And thank you for the opportunity just to come into a coaching conversation. This is your time. This is your space, I'm here for you to listen. And I just want to check in and see if there's anything you need to put aside or put down before we get in and have this time together.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm a little nervous about this coaching thing.
Okay.
because yeah, I guess maybe a little bit being coached in front of other people, but not so much. I think it's because it's a very personal issue.
Yeah, got it. Do you want to do anything about those nerves? Just to check in on that. Anything you?
I just think naming it was useful, helpful. Thanks.
Okay. Well, I'll be sensitive to that, you know, and let me know if they come up and we can see what's there.
Yeah.
It sounds like electricity a little bit.
Yeah. It's very emotional. I'm already very emotional. So too late to back out now though.
Lisa, you're so clear. You're so clear about something you want to focus on. Do you want to, what's the topic today? And
yeah, I'm gonna try to land the topic for you as best I can. So okay, I'm gonna try it in two sentences. So so my mom is 88 years old. She's definitely one of the most amazing people who ever walked on this earth. Growing old with grace, but has come across some dementia, some cognitive impairment. So she's challenged, and I am supporting her. I live a 25-minute walk from her. And I'm proud to do so. I'm happy to do so. But I get resentful sometimes. I get kind of these weird feelings that I'm not used to feeling in my general life. And I kind of wanted to process that because I don't want it to come out in the wrong place or way. So I thought I'd bring it to the coaching session today.
Wow. Like it's so real. So real. Yeah. So clear about this topic. And clearly important to you. What would success look like at the end of our conversation? What clarity do you seek?
Yeah, really good question. I'd like to feel a bit more enlightened. I'm not looking for a solution or a different strategy, but just it is what it is. What more can I understand about it? Another maybe deeper level, clarity for myself, so that I can manage this, because I think it is mine to manage.
Yeah. That's an interesting choice of words, manage.
Yeah.
And then enlightened, and what more can I understand about it? Right?
Yeah.
So anything else you want to say about that?
I would offer you some, I think, useful context. In addition to this course, I'm also taking an Enneagram course, which I've used that tool for a long time, but this is kind of heightening my, so it's reinforcing the relevance of the type 2 Enneagram. I don't know if that's something you're familiar with, the Enneagram, for sure. So yeah, so there's that type 2 of the helper, and everybody needs my help, even if they don't know it yet. So it's interesting that I'm looking through that lens quite a bit to give me some guidance.
Got it. Guidance for you or guidance for mom, or are you the type 2?
Yeah,
got it. Okay, makes sense. You ready? Let's just jump into this.
Absolutely, yeah.
Amazing mom. Tell me about her.
Wow, got me there. Cool. Well, you know, everyone is disempowered in her presence, by her charm, by her grace, by her love, by her silliness. she's just an adorable person. And she's done a lot. She's been my life raft. when we were young, definitely. She's the reason, she's the reason why I'm who I am to a great degree. She's my ultimate leader, role model, integrity, honesty, all that good stuff. Yeah, she's really lovable and fun. And
wow.
Yeah. And it's hard to see her get older.
Yeah.
And, you know, erode in her presence and her thinking, but I'm dealing well with that.
Yeah.
I flew her out to the East Coast last week. She's got several brothers and sisters, younger, we just adore her. She hadn't seen in 3 years. My brother, her son and his wife live there, and they've got kids. And so it was hectic, not unchallenging. But one of the things that really peeved me was kind of the lack of compassion I noted in my sister-in-law.
Mm.
Because yes, we do have to repeat things sometimes 10 or more times in a day. I think my brother answered how long he was living in that house for 30 years for probably, I don't know, so many times. And, you know, he did it with respect, but there's just some things that my sister-in-law said, and I just... Yeah. And so where the resentment started bubbling up is they were, you know, they were, I could tell after 4 days, they were like, oh God, this is, and I felt like saying, well, geez, try 365 days of it.
Yeah.
And that's where I know I'm starting to feel resentful, because, you know, can they do anything from three provinces away? Maybe not that much, around 20 minutes, but I haven't once heard thank you, or hey, if there's ever anything we can do, you're taking care of mom, you know. And that doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel right. So I've been processing that a lot of that is maybe about my own, you know, I'm not doing my own standards that I'm trying to meet here. And maybe they have different ones. And anyways, I don't want to feel resentful.
I hear you.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel resentful, yet you said you are. So are you feeling resentful?
Yeah, it's an interesting word. Feeling frustrated.
Got it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm moving towards it.
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
Very aware of you, of yourself. So if we call it frustration or resentment, to whom or what is it towards, going towards? Frustrated with, resented, resentful of? Where is this energy going?
You know, I know this isn't a feeling, but I'm perplexed.
Yeah.
I'm perplexed. Like, why are folks not, why aren't they stepping up and wiring or offering or acknowledging? Like, it's just, it really perplexes me.
Yeah, I get that. So you've got perplexed and frustrated and resentment, these words, and there's, you know, like there's something, I'm just going to name what I'm experiencing. And what I'm experiencing is kind of a tension, kind of like, here's mom, and I take this 25-minute walk, and I care for her, and she's amazing, and, you know, creates this emotion. And then here's these other people, and that kind of the tension between them not being where you are. Does that, any of that resonate for you?
Well, I'll go deeper than that. I assume a reasonable, sort of a space of reasonable behavior. And within that, we all kind of vary. But then this sits on the outside of what I would say is reasonable. Like, to me, it's like, why are they not stepping up more or saying something more? And
and is it okay for you to feel resentful? or frustrated or perplexed?
Yeah, I think I've come to learn that it's okay, but it's not a place I want to, it's not a place I think is healthy for me to be.
Right. So what is in your past when you've looked at times where you've been frustrated or perplexed or resentful? What has that been, a little pink flag? What and you've seen it through? What have you learned in the past from any situation similar to this? Not about your mom, but the resentment. Yeah.
Well, that clearing the air.
Yeah.
Talking about it is usually the best thing versus stifling it or letting it fester.
How's that landing for you?
I feel challenged by it.
Yeah, I can I'm picking that up. It makes sense, right? That makes great sense.
I do it with my work. I do it with my partner or even, you know, close friends. But boy, doing it over there with my brother and sister-in-law, whole nother.
Yeah.
Possible whole nother reaction to that action that I'm not sure I'm ready to deal with.
Got it.
And avoiding is not a comfortable place for me. So so it's another uncomfortable place.
They're just coming in, perplexed, frustrated, avoidance.
Like, you know, like a pinball machine, you know, I keep getting like, nope, can't do that. Nope, can't do resentment. Nope, can't do avoidance. Nope, can't.
Yeah. So. What do you think's in the way of having that conversation with your brother and sister-in-law? What?
You know, the thing about type two is at the risk of sort of leaning too much into that, but boy, I sure do identify, is I don't mind doing it. I don't mind being the, you know, it works. I'm here in the relationship. I've made it work. I just that little, am I seen? Do you see that I'm doing this? You know, back to Maya Angelou's quote, like, are you seeing that I'm doing this? Because I haven't heard you. Just a little thank you.
Yeah.
A little, hey, you know, I know, like, mom, geez, we were with mom for 4 days. It's challenging, you know, her situation. It's got to be a little challenging for you. You do this all year round, like anything. Anything. So I'm, you know, if my brother said, if they said, well, what more can we do something? I'm not sure there was something I'd come up with because you're so off site. But I guess it's just the acknowledgement. And that's what triggers off type two, is like, I'll do lots of stuff. But if I don't get acknowledged, boy, I can really turn into quite a nasty.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm really coming into tune with that. And I think I'm just, you know, back to processing, I'm just really starting to own that.
Yeah.
In a way that's, you know, it feels really like a place for me to understand, really, really connecting with me. So.
Right. Well, you've got the source identified and you've got the need that you have identified, either from a Enneagram 2 position or your own, you know, just connecting with that reality. So what I hear is the acknowledgement and the appreciation would go a long way for you to, and push back if this isn't, you know, making sense, you know, help me see how you see it. But the perplexed, frustrated, you know, avoiding, you know, all these resentment is, what's missing is the appreciative conversation and the acknowledging conversation and the engagement conversation. If that was to occur, would that, what would that do for you?
I think it would change everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
It would change everything.
Yeah. So there's logic, right? You see that it would change everything, but how do you get that? What would you do to get that? What could you do?
I don't know, I'm really reacting at the thought of, I mean, I feel really reaction to the thought of being just, which is my usual MO, to be just straightforward with my brother and say, look, I don't think I've ever, you know, I'm doing a lot for mom. I don't really think you and Isabel are appreciating it. I don't hear anything. Boy, that sounds like a simple thing to do. It's my usual way of addressing conflict.
Yeah.
But boy, I'm really getting pushback when I think of doing it. I'm like, are you nuts?
What's your fear there?
Well, my brother's, he's a lovely, lovely man. But he's kind of a trekky, nerdy IT. So this is not a place of, you know, sharing. This is not a comfortable place for him. So I guess the fear of making him uncomfortable.
Got it. So you're attending to his potential reaction.
Yeah, I'm making up. Yeah. Right.
Distinct from what you need.
Yeah.
What would your mama want you two to do?
Yeah, she'd probably say, "Boy, you need to talk to your brother."
And does he have the amazing imprint on him like you do from her?
I don't know.
Interesting, right?
He's got a good heart.
Yeah. So what if you asked for what you needed? What would that sound like?
Well, I'm going to answer honestly.
Good.
What came to mind, which is selfish, which is such a type two. The word selfish is a dirty word.
Yeah,
it would sound selfish. I'm going to kind of play on that a little bit. They might perceive me as like a big baby or something. Like, it's her problem. Like, you know. Yeah.
Yet if someone comes to you with a need, how do you hold that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm try to meet the need. I treat it as a request.
Yeah.
An opportunity.
Yeah. And if you don't have the conversation about what you need between your brother, what's the trajectory of your relationship?
So what comes up is flat. So I literally sort of envisioned, when you asked me that, a trajectory line, and the trajectory is sort of flattened. It's not going down, but it's not going up. It's just, it's acceptable. It's manageable, is that word again. But it's not rich. Mm-hmm. It's not honest.
Mm-hmm. What do you desire in your relationship with your brother?
Well, honesty.
Yeah. So here we are with new pieces to manage. You love your mom. She's amazing. She's instilled big hearts in you and your brother. You live with this willingly. I can relate more closely than you know. And you've got this friction, or and the access is to express your needs. And that's just me doing the cliff notes on our conversation. Now what?
You know, I was able to connect with a dear friend while I was back home. We've known each other since we're 5 years old. And so she said, you know, Lisa, I don't have the patience with my mom either. And I said, well, I just don't understand how they can be so lack of compassion. And she said, you know, not everybody has the same standards. You're doing something because you have a certain standard. If you're doing it, she didn't say you're doing it for yourself, but I mean, I can't not do everything I can to make her life better. And that's not where that's not where they live. That's just not the framework. And so I really accept some of that. It actually made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
This is about me and what I want to do. It's not about what they are not doing as much, but I want to do this. So don't put it on them because they're not doing it.
All of that makes sense. How does that feel with your perplexedness, your resentment that's brewing, your, you know, the other word, the kind of annoying? Great logic. Totally makes sense. I get it. But how does that do with your feelings and your closeness?
It's a little hurtful that they don't acknowledge.
Yeah. I really get that.
Yeah. It's a little hurtful because, you know, they're benefiting from me doing everything I can to keep mom, you know. So, yeah, it's still a little hurtful.
With regard to this honesty, because I really feel that the value of yours and you're being honest with your brother, like, what could that conversation look like? Because this territory of being a child of a parent who is, you know, experiencing an age and a challenging disease, and it's nowhere you've ever been before. So what might this conversation look like with your brother? You can tell I keep coming around the block to the conversation.
Yeah, interesting. So two things are interesting. Thank you for that question. And thank you for around the block. That's crazy, because when I go visit them, they do live in a nice little suburb, and gosh, it was beautiful. So I went walking every day, and he came with me once. And when they visited here, he and I went walking once. And, you know, I can't imagine, this would be a whole nother coaching session. I can't imagine having this conversation with my sister-in-law for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about here, or what's most important to me. And I foresee a talk, maybe a walk and a talk. Where I could land a very clear statement, really.
Yeah.
Which is, I love something like, I love, you know, I love taking care of mom. I'm committed to her and it's all good. But, you know, I never really hear you guys acknowledge what I do all year, year after year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious about that.
Yeah.
Or I'm not curious about it. I mean, I'd love to hear, you know, an acknowledgement. This is really not complicated. The magic pill is one word, two words.
Yeah.
And so maybe I need to be clear, as clear in what I need. I just need a thank you or an acknowledgement. Yeah. That would make me feel really good, Gary.
Yeah. How is it to say that would make me feel really good, Gary, if you're on a walk and a talk with him, if you could acknowledge and thank me for what I'm doing for mom?
So it does. And my brother is, again, lovely man, big talker. So you're lucky to kind of get, you wedge in there when he starts to take a deep breath. And so, you know, I could land a concise, and he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
he'd get it, and I think he would respond. I think he'd respond positively. I don't for a moment think he'd be defensive. I just can't imagine that. I have to think about that a bit more, but I don't think so.
Is that question coming from your heart or your head? I'm curious.
The resentment?
Not the question that, well, either, but the question about Gary, you know, I would appreciate just an acknowledgement and a thank you. Is that coming from your head or your heart? I'm just curious. I don't know why.
I think it feels like my heart. I think it's my heart that's hurting that, that it's not getting acknowledged. My head will talk. Yeah, my head will talk me through it. Like, I think that whole thing about a type 2 does it anyways, and you know, all that stuff,
all that armor,
and all that their standards. I think that was my head.
Yeah,
but my heart is what's yearning for just a little thank you or a little something.
Yeah. So it's a heart to heart conversation with Gary, because he matters to you too. I get it.
Yeah.
It's interesting you brought up the walk around the block, because it was, I found it fascinating when you said, you know, my mom's a 25-minute walk from here. I don't think in walk terms. So this walking image is so powerful. So in kind of walking, you know, around the conversation where we've been, where are you now? And what where, honestly, honest one.
Yeah, I think no, it's great. I think it's taken the edge off. I think forcing me, I mean, in the most gentlest kind of sense of that word, to kind of imagine myself having the talk with him, articulating words, envisioning us having a walk together, and talking, has taken the edge off a little bit. It's opened it up to say, well, this might in fact be able to happen, versus before, which is just feeling stuck, like this can't change and it won't change. There's nothing I can say because it's too sensitive, but I can imagine, I can visualize it happening. And I think visualizing something is a great way to, you know, live into it, right? So so that's it's very helpful. And it's an image that I know it, over time, will continue to reinforce or help me process the possibility or the, you know, of this happening.
Yeah. That's interesting that, good. I hear the clarity and I hear the shift. You can almost feel the edge gone. I am curious though about timing. Like when the, in case the head grabs what the heart wants to say.
Yeah.
I'm not pushing you, but I am curious. I think we need to look at that. But that's my need.
That's a good question. And, you know, I probably won't make it back down there till the spring or the summer. Is it something on a phone call? Maybe since I've opened up this new space of possibility. Maybe even it is a phone conversation. I can envision it.
Got it.
I can envision it being a phone conversation too.
Got it. A phone walk. And in addition to that vision, what would the vision look like after this call is complete? You shared from your heart, you went on the walk, you got to share what you needed in a direct way, in an honest way. What do you imagine where you'll be after the conversation? Can you go
back? I think it'll be a weight off my, something in this area.
I felt it. I get that.
I think it'll be, because it's been going on for a while. I think it would be a big relief.
Anything else you want to say about this topic any clarity you've gotten, any action you want to take, or any accountability I can support you in?
I mean, I feel lighter.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. I feel a lot lighter. Accountability. Oh, there's the A word.
It might not be there for you. You just look.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm going to sit with this, and I think the vision is going to keep me accountable, because now that I have it, which I hadn't didn't before.
Yeah. Visioning what you want to manifest, distinct from. Yeah, that's beautiful. Wow.
Yeah.
Your mother raised two very beautiful children.
Thank you.
I wish you all well.
Thank you, Jean.
It's a sensitive time.
Thank you for acknowledging.
Yeah. So are we complete for now?
Yeah, I feel good. Yeah, I feel complete. Yes. Yes.
Anything there you want to say here or here?
A lot of gratitude. A lot of gratitude.
Yeah.
For taking a weight off. Feel it. I feel it in my body.
If I may. I don't know. Are you the eldest daughter?
I'm the youngest.
Youngest, got it.
I'm the only daughter of four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, daughter to daughter.
Mm.
I just want to thank you for what you're doing.
Mm.
It's not an easy, my experience was it's not an easy time, but it's a rich time. It's a rare time. And just thanks for being there for your mom. And for yourself. Yeah. So thanks for letting me say that.
Thank you, Jean.
I feel that.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. No words, and I'll say beautiful and tender and touching and powerful. So thank you, Lisa, for your trust in the group and the safe space and your courage and allowing us to be a witness with observing, unconditional, accepting, loving eyes. And Jean, for your powerful presence and coaching, which we will greatly acknowledge after we take 3 minutes to breathe, exhale, and do whatever you need to do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Dean, you want to start us off? How is that for you?
Thank you. It was really generous of you, Lisa, to bring up such a close to your heart topic. My mom passed away 6 years ago in a few weeks. So, I haven't been surprised how much it hit me. So it was just very close to home. And so there's that. Lots of memories came in right away. And so that was just interesting for me. So thank you. That's so much of me just wants to sit down and talk with you and listen, to be honest, to just, you know, be there in that really rich, tender space. So there's that. I found so many different threads to follow. And my initial intuitive thought was the walk, the 25-minute walk. Tell me about that walk and what goes on with that walk. So it was interesting when it came back around that it was what I heard was the walk was kind of the opening to the possibility for Lisa, for you, Lisa, to see how this could go. And it was reminiscent of a safe place with your brother. So that was curious to me. So thank you again. I really mean that. That's all.
Thank you. Well, yeah. It's a lot. Thank you for sharing your experience and what was activated. And just feel you and honor you and where you've been and how you're able to hold that space with all the activation. Talk about holding coaching presence, right? So
until the end.
Well. I would still underscore my words, your coaching presence, you know, beautiful. I'll share my feedback and after I get to hear from everyone, but first, Lisa, did you want to share anything? I mean, you've already shared so much, but your experience being coached by Jean.
It's difficult because I was in such a coaching space. You know, often when I'm being coached, typically like, oh, she's doing that. And oh, that's right. Good. And, oh, that's it. It was all like walking in a cloud. I was just really in the moment, which of course was amazing. And I felt that Jean, it's funny, boy, what presence, because I didn't know, you know, about your mom. I mean, we all have moms, but, you know, so there's a resonance there. But I felt that you were, in a way, emoting, but using it, one, to be self-manage your presence, and also using it to serve me, if that makes any sense. That's kind of, I felt it coming in, but not in a way that was distracting, more, sorry, jazz hands in here, but more like that it was serving to enrich in my space. So that was just a luscious place for me to just be. And I just got lost in it all. So I don't, you know, brilliant coaching, obviously. And just heartfelt, just heart-to-heart connection, which is such a gift, you know, framed by a little bit of nudging to what are you going to do, which is always makes a difference between coffee talk and coaching. So beautiful. Thank you. And it really has enlightened me.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that's what I've got at this point to offer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for holding me with such love.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. I feel like if we just were to stop and listen to what's present right now, you know, and feel, there's so much here that's been evoked here through your coaching and being coached. That's beautiful. So thank you for the, I'll use Sterling's word, the gift that you've given us, both of you.
I appreciate, Lisa, that you just brought it back to enlightenment. You feel lighter because enlightenment was what you wanted. That's really good. I didn't, that great languaging that back together, really beautiful bow on the gift. Nice.
Who else would like to share some acknowledgement for what they observed in Jean's coaching?
First of all, just Lisa, thank you so much for trusting us for you to share. Definitely can relate to the journey that you're on. And Jean, beautiful, beautiful coaching. You really were able to support and help push forward at the same time. You had asked us to listen for context. And I thought that how you channeled Lisa's feeling about her mom was just pretty incredible, because when you started with that question, you could see how much, Lisa, that your mom means to you. And then Jean, you were able to tap into that. And Lisa, your word of emoting, I wrote down channeled emotion, but you said in awe of mom and, you know, amazing mom and wow. And so I just felt that you created this space to really honor her mom and then be able to continue using that to tap into. So, you know, again, just that container that you were using to coach in. So you really got that context piece.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Deb. Who would like to go next?
Well,
okay. Thanks, Karen.
Boy, so much. I'll just, everything that Deb just said. What I wrote down over and over again is acknowledgement of Lisa and her experience. And in the context of the competencies, considers the client's context, identity, environment, experience, values, and beliefs, etc. I mean, you touched on all of that. It's as I was observing, it seemed that you were acknowledging Lisa in exactly where she is with all of it, and acknowledging that she wants something to be a little bit different, but you didn't push that. What I was struck by is how you she said where she wanted to go at the very beginning, you know, like we're on this journey and I want to go from this mountaintop to that mountaintop, and you descended into some valley and got in amongst the trees, but you always kept the sense or the vision of the mountaintop that you both wanted to go toward, and you kept in your listening checking in with her, like, is that still where you want to go? Is that still, you know, a meaningful, fulfilling destination for you to go? And there was no pushing, there was no pulling, there was just a constant renewing of an invitation. And I want to acknowledge, Lisa, the vulnerability and the honesty and the heartfulness of this experience was just so moving. And I lost my mom in 2019. And my brother and his wife took care of my mom towards the end. And I think I tried to acknowledge them in an ongoing way, but I, this is just inspiring me to circle back around and let them know just how much I appreciated them. So thank you. It's a gift.
Thank you.
I can go as well.
Wow. Yes, please. Thank you, Karen. Very touching.
What I would say again is I know we looked at number one, but for whatever reason, Jean, your coaching brings me back to a core definition. And I think it's the definition of empathy. And if you really look at the words, the ability to understand and share the feelings of another, you know, that's what this number one does. We go to a place where somebody has a need. And what we do is I think we take in our own experiences with that as well. And it's hard to keep that in check sometimes, especially when it's really, when it's a strong emotion or a strong feeling. I was sitting there I feel like I was watching mastery unfold. And I watched Lisa get lighter. You know, and what a gift that is, that somebody can just let it down for a moment and see the hope that that creates. And that's what I think coaching does. And it's a word that I've lost, to be honest with you, in my own coaching, that coaching does generate hope, that, and that's human fuel. So I watched Lisa's tank start to fill back up. And I believe whether or not it'll be Lisa's choice, but she seems ready or at least interested in having that conversation. And I don't know if that would have happened without number one being your North Star. I mean, it truly was a gift. And even if we, for all of us, not just Lisa. So Lisa, I appreciate it too. That's a tough one. We're living it with my mother-in-law right now and knowing what that's going to be. But to watch hope generate itself, that's powerful. What a gift.
Thank you. The power of vulnerability. The strength in that. Does anybody else want to share? Dania, did you want to share before I go ahead?
Yes. I can say that it was a beautiful session and with a very, a lot of emotion from both and a very great session. And I could list a lot of competency and like presence, listen in a deep way and very, to make a very perfect connection with Lisa. And also evoke a lot of awareness and create a very a space with a lot of trust and safety. And I think also create a good way to facilitate the growth of Lisa in her awareness.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Thank you. Dania, I feel like everybody has said what needs to be said. I think, you know, I feel it was just a privilege to be on the observing side, like watching this unfold and like feeling Lisa's sort of excitement and trepidation, and you know, and then Jean so ready to hold Lisa there and like saying, here's the net, you know, I'm ready for you. And to be watching that, you know, unfold was just, again, a gift and beautiful, and feeling the safety and the solidity of that net that Jean provided, you know. And in the holding with the net, you're right there and allowing Lisa to land. You even used that word. You asked her at one point, how does that land when you shared? What did you share with her? I forget what it was. I don't remember, but you used the word land. And I just feel like your connection. So right off the bat, like you were both so willing and the partnership was solid and strong. And it's like you could go anywhere together, you know, and there was that trust, like that you said, I'm here for you. You spoke it into words. You were there with your tone, with your body language. You were there to welcome her feelings. And it just felt like she was ready to go anywhere with you, you know, and that was a conscious decision, I imagine, on her part. And so she took that risk and clearly benefited from it. And so did everyone else. And then Jean, you were that person holding that magical coaching space for this to evolve. And the connection, like you said, you wanted to look out for 6.1, and then also connection, like the rapport is just off the charts. You know, I get it. I hear you. I'm there, you know, the empathy that Sterling spoke about. The 6.1, the context, like you always kept referring back to what she was bringing in, like about her mother and the relationship she has with her mother and her feelings towards her mother and the way that she processes through feelings and through her body. And so you kept bringing that in, and the walk, you kept bringing that back in. So it's like you're customizing your questions and your responsiveness based on what works for Lisa, you know, and you kept highlighting what's important to her and values. You were the honesty, you said at the end, honest one. You kept reflecting back what you were hearing is true about her that came from her. So just beautiful. I particularly loved the ending, how you were also, you know, I can feel almost how the edge is gone, you know, and then you were both, she was referring to her body and you're like, I could feel that too. And I love how you threw in curious. I'm curious about the timing, you know, I thought that was masterful how you're like, so tell me, like, how are you going to get this done? It was like, I'm so curious about the timing. I thought that was so graceful, such a way to like bring in this competency number 8 about accountability. Like, so let's get this things going. But I thought that was a masterful way of bringing it. I'm curious about the timing. And what would that look like? Also the question, like, what would it look like to imagine you've had this conversation with your brother? You know, also very masterful and beautiful. And I particularly wanted to highlight, you know, facilitating client awareness and growth, like allowing the awareness to move into action and having her feel the action. And then she said it herself, like after the session ended, she felt enlightened, which is what she wanted, you know. You know, that's something always as coaches we can use, like if we ever get lost, right? Because we get thrown off maybe by emotion or because we get activated, it's like, what did they want to walk away with? And like, you can have it right in front of your screen. They wanted this. And that's what we circle back with at the end. Like, so you wanted this, where are you now? You know? And that's something that I use. I can't say I'm always doing it because I do sometimes, you know, I get thrown off or I lose my way, but I feel like that becomes my compass, is what they want to get out of it. You know, it's like, that's where I'm heading towards. And so I'm reminded of that. It just was a beautiful, very touching session, obviously very comfortable in that space, holding emotion and just really honoring and respecting your client. And it was a real beautiful, masterful session. So thank you. Thank you for your courage to step forward and be in this place that you didn't know you'd be brought to today as well. So yeah, just honoring you there.
Thank you all. I hear you, and I took it in and I appreciate it. I'm very full right now though. Really full of all your kind words and the experience. So thank you.
Just one more bite, if you have space, if I can. So quick, two things that you kind of made me think of, and thanks for all your feedback. One was, I've got the first one, but the last one is kind of like, I thought to myself, what a heavy topic to bring here. But within seconds, I thought, she's handling it, you know. So so I felt completely in very skilled hands. And the other is Jean kind of upsized my order, because I said I wanted to process, and she did that. But she's like, I'm going to hold you bigger than you're holding yourself, Lisa. I'm going to nudge you a little bit gently into action. I hadn't asked for that, but as coaches, we hold our clients to more. That's what it felt for me. So thank you for that. Yeah.
That's a good distinction. You're right about
that. I would have brought that up if I was holding it back and you didn't let me. Right? So, and I could have said, no, I don't need to know anything, but you stretched me. I appreciate that.
I have three brothers. They matter a lot to me.
And that's competency 7 too. Evoking awareness challenges the client as a way to evoke awareness or insight. So though, you know, you're challenging towards the task, but how do we challenge our clients? You know, that's respectful and honoring. Yeah. Thank you. So I'll start you off, Jean, just because we're ending now. We have a couple of minutes to just our takeaways, but what are you taking away today?
Oh, family matters. And family matters, like matters that we have to manage, and family right. matters like in the heart. And that I just really love this course, and I appreciate all of you and your input. So thank you.
Thank you for being in this course mm-hmm. and allowing us to benefit from your presence with you.
Thank you.
Who else is taking something, and what are you taking? We have about a minute, so it could be succinct.
I'll just jump in. Trust. It's not in my nature to expose myself and be vulnerable, but this is such an amazing group that very inviting to do so. So thank you for that. Pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa, for your trust.
I want to say, Lisa, your last, what you said about Jean holding you bigger by asking for action. I feel so cautious sometimes about asking for something from my client, but as you frame it as, holding you bigger, I know you have something more. And I want to call that forth, that evoking. And thank you for that. It's good.
Thank you, Karen. Who else? In a few words or less, just in the interest of time, Deb?
Sharing emotion as a coach, that really came through and I think helped drive the session a lot.
Sterling?
Being heard and being seen leads to hope and to action.
Nice. Thank you, Sterling. And Dania?
I want to say that it was a gift, this session.
Thank you. How do you say gift in Italian? And we can leave it there.
Regalo.
Oh, nice. Thank you, everyone. Have a great week. And we'll be back here on Monday with Evoking Awareness.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Lisa.